Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's lost, we from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel of the Sounds of Living Waters and also Come and See Ministries and the Commonwealth of Israel. Today, we are dealing with the necessity of a second baptism. And a lot of us been baptized again. I mean, a lot of us have, and for reasons of, you know, we probably didn't do the things that we were supposed to do, right? And we took it, you know, for granted the peace that God has given us, you know. And that's one thing. The other thing is that, you know, a lot of us were baptized without the knowledge and the understanding of the real purpose of the baptism, and that is the profession of saints. What do you mean, the profession of saints? Well, the profession of saints is this. You know, the baptism sealed the saints with the Holy Ghost. And a lot of us never believed in those things. What do you mean? Well, I, for one, I came out where I was baptized at, but the profession of saints, that needed work because I didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. I didn't believe that there was a Holy Ghost. What do you mean? The Holy Ghost is something that God in Christ sends us, and I don't think that a lot of us believe in it because there's so much mumbo-jumbo surrounded it. Especially when it comes to those of us that believe in the Word of God according to knowledge, you know, that seek the Word of God for its wisdom and things of that nature, you know. And we have, well, if I could say safely, haven't really considered the Holy Spirit as something that's a real entity in our lives, you know, something that we should be, you know, looking forward to, praying for, fasting for. You see, this is that conversation. And the necessity, I should say, the necessity of a second baptism is a real conversation. It is, because a lot of us have been baptized on the titles, onto, you know, churches, you know. We haven't considered the fact that, you know, a lot of us were pressured by institutions. A lot of us was pressured by institutions. We were pressured by, you know, someone in an institution, someone that's in a church, you know, you need to get baptized and stuff like that. You know, family members, you know. And the thing is that it's your repentance, not theirs. And we've, you know, subscribed to the Lord according to others. And that's horrifying when I, you know, consider those things looking back. And I know a lot of us got baptized because of others. We got baptized because of influences of others. And so we here, you know, at the Sounds of Living Waters are trying to recover that conversation, trying to recover the conversation of the necessity of being baptized. So, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please bring your King James Version Bible. Notebook, pen, and paper, and always remember, it never forgets. Amen? So, I'm going to ask my brothers and sisters, if I can ask my brothers to uncover their heads, and I can ask my sisters to cover their heads as we approach the Father. Amen? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth spiritual gifts. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children, their children, their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on the hearers and send forth your Holy Spirit on them as well and give them to a mind to perceive and ask to see it is to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy, which endure forever. Amen.
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 Baby, are you going to need a fan on high? You know it's going to make me cough when I start reading.
All right. Let me do this. Okay. All right,
sure
fam.
Did it move?
Yeah,
good.
Okay.
That's the evening.
Yeah. So, we want to welcome our family on Facebook, and we want to say also, welcome to the Sounds of Living Waters. We are dealing with the necessity of a second baptism. The necessity of a second baptism. Once again, let me reiterate, some of us been baptized you know, to churches. You know, some of us been baptized because we were pressured, you know. You need to be baptized. Some of us is baptized because our parents had us baptized, you know. Some of us were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And those are titles, you know. And some of us was even baptized in the name of Jesus, but not was taught the power of the Holy Ghost and the purpose of the baptism. And the baptism isn't for camp or church building. It's for saint building. It's for the building of saints.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that. You know, we here to try to encourage the power of the saints. And those things come with prayer, fasting, and the things that belong to it. And another thing is, a lot of us may have received that, you know. Well, you know, when you baptize, you're going to be able to do all these wonderful things. Well, that comes with, you know, discipline. It comes with long suffering, dedication, preservation, things like that. So, you know, the baptism isn't just willy-nilly and, you know, something to be taught against, because we got some of us that teach against even getting in water. You know, we're going to cover a little bit of that, because I think we covered that in the first one. But our main theme today is the perfection of saints,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that, you know, for some of us that has been baptized, you know, there is a reason for us to need to be baptized again, you know, and I'm not talking about those of us that got baptized and ran right back into the world, you know, and start going to strip clubs and sleeping around and, or, you know, commit fornication with this man or that man, or tell, you know, out here lying on people, tail bearing, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the reason why is, you know, you see that manifesting now in the churches because we haven't been taught the principle of the baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Now we teach the church the same way as we treat the world, or we treat the camps the same way as we were in the world, you know, and you know, well, it has to stop, or we have to be better people, you know, and that's the conversation today. So, let's get started. I can say this safely, you know, that when I was baptized onto repentance. You know, repent, and I needed to repent. You know, I'd done a lot of things in this world. I had a lot of things I had to answer for if I hadn't got baptized, you know. But the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, however you choose to articulate it, that wasn't a principle. That wasn't a principle of the baptism. And I think we need to reiterate this conversation and integrate the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know, we need to bring him into this conversation. What do you mean? Well, without the Holy Ghost, there isn't no healing. That's why some institutions just don't have it, because we don't teach it. We don't teach the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
You know. Well,
am I too close to you?
No, you're good right here.
right there.
Have a seat.
I am, babe. Okay. I thought I was too close
All
to
right,
you.
All right, now you're good.
Okay.
All right. The Holy Ghost is a major part in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Without the baptism, there's no healing. There's no miracles. There are things that's going on into the world, but they using ancient rituals or, you know, family rituals and things of that nature. But without the Holy Spirit, there isn't any power behind your baptism. And that's where we're getting at. That's where we're going to get to, you know, those conversations. How do we invoke the power of the baptism?
Amen.
And how do we become closer to becoming saints? You know, because the baptism is the preparation of saints, not churches. You know, a lot of us get baptized and feel obligated to stay in one church or another.
Right.
You know, and that's not true. The baptism is actually a release.
Amen.
From churches.
Amen.
Acts Paul. You know, and we probably covered some of his conversation, but once again, we just bring it in. You know, we're going to deal with a little bit of this week, you know, because we got time. And I think it's important now, you know, especially those of us that's thinking or considering being baptized or even had a thought of being rebaptized. There's a cause and effect and a reason thereof, right? So let's get started with this.
Amen.
Let's start this in Mark chapter 1 and verse 1. Mark 1 and 1.
Hold on, baby.
It's you
going
know,
in a circle. Yep, it's going in a circle.
When you receive it, read.
Mark is still going in a circle. Hold on. There we go. Mark 1 and 1. In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
That's John. That's John the Baptist, right? As it's the law. That's the law, testifying that these things are going to take place. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, not just Jesus Christ, but God Almighty, the Father. Because the other conversation is this. You can't come to the Father unless he draws you. That's another thing. And if he's drawing you, that's a purpose for one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our hope is that we are for the use, mm-hmm. other than for the use of putting someone else on a cross. We don't want to be those people.
Amen.
Because Jesus went through that. He went through that. So the judgment of those things is going to be swift, yeah. because he already know what that, how that feels and what it means to be put up on a cross by someone that you trust and love. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance
Really, babe. All that muted, do not disturb.
I got my other stuff, do not disturb. I didn't hide this. My fault.
So once again, Mark chapter 1, verse 4, John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Amen.
And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins.
Amen.
And John was clothed.
Now, let me ask you this.
What?
When you were baptized,
mm-hmm.
were you taught to confess your sins before God and Christ?
No.
Or were you more or less, you know, getting prepared to get in the water and hoping the Father have mercy on your sins versus confessing them? You know, because the other thing is, you know, about confessing sins, you know how to repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to repent, not just to God, but to your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's that conversation. Amen?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 6. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey.
Continue.
And preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Now, see, this is the conversation. Amen. You know, some of us don't even believe in the water baptism at this point, because we believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our doctrine, you know, and I'm hoping and praying that our brothers that's watching this, that's of that conversation, you know, send this kite, you know, to your boy, send it to my boy, man, you know, let them know, you know, hey, we are talking about you, and that we need to get those brothers in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that your repentance and their repentance would be nothing more than, you know, jewels in your crown and your elder's crown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every man, get these men in the water. They're getting their knowledge. Now they prepare for the water. We prepare saints, not more camps or mm-hmm. camp banging. You know,
mm-hmm.
we prepare saints, and saints Saints is getting prepared for the world to come. And not only that, the things that's going to take place in this world. It's no way for us to get prepared for the abomination make it desolate without the same power of Christ, which come with the Holy Ghost, which come first with the water and then the administration of the Spirit.
Okay.
Read on.
Amen. Mark 1:9 reads, "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him."
So that was John's spot. He was baptizing in Jordan. And if Jesus went in the water, then how are we to say that that's not a necessity at this point? Jesus went into the water, and he said, "Suffering now for all righteousness' sake." Now we're going to deny what he did isn't righteous. No, man, we got to get in that water physically. You know, it's one thing the Lord allow us to receive his Spirit, but imagine if you had the Holy Spirit to go with it. How much more powerful and how much more knowledge you will receive.
Amen.
You know, that's one conversation. Now, you know, we're going to read about our brothers in Acts, you know, but they was all devout men, but none one of them had been in the water, you know, but they had that conversation. What is this that we, you know, what is this that we're doing? What is this that we're coming from, you know, and what's happening, man? We all hear in your own languages. The wonderful works of God. Well, that was good. They got the word of God. They got the Holy Spirit. But they didn't get the baptism, which is the perfection of saints, man. And it's not about building. Once again, the baptism isn't about building churches or filling churches. It's for the perfection of saints' purpose alone. And that's what we should be teaching. Sainthood.
Amen.
You know,
that's what it's about.
Not addresses.
No.
You know, sainthood.
Ooh,
that's the next.
I'm using that one.
Yeah, that's the next.
Nobody better not steal that.
Too late.
No,
just got it from me.
I'm supposed to get it from you.
Yeah.
So we're gonna patent that sainthood.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
You just gave me another idea. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's the idea, man. It's to perfect sainthood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're getting at. You know, it's not to assassinate your where you are in the baptism. It's to, you know, for more so, I should say, for perfection of it,
mm-hmm.
of saints, right? Because the whole purpose of us even being baptized is to become saints.
That's right.
Continue.
Amen. Let's go back. And then verse 11. "And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
So now, once you get in that water, man, once he called you and you actually answer the call, he said, "Now I'm well pleased." Why? Because once you get in that water, man, you zeroed out. You Adam, man. Everything that Adam had in this world is now ready to come forward. You know, you zeroed out. you ready to be worked on and be taught by God like Adam, you know? And too many of us has been led away like Adam and Eve before we even got started, you know, or some of us just got baptized for reasons and things like that, or because it was the thing to do and they hadn't really repented. They just, it was the thing to do, you know. But no, man, this is about the Father. That baptism is bringing you to him. Let's reiterate that. The baptism is bringing you to him for his work now.
Amen.
You're not just working for Jesus Christ, or you're just not serving Jesus. You haven't been baptized and just sit around and say, hey, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No. He put you in the water for his service, just like Jesus was put in the water for his service. So now you have a work to do. Now your work can be manifold, or it may be something that's pretty common, like, you know, administration, you know, business, man. I mean, who said that business is not a form of the ministry? You could teach people how to make money. You could teach people how to prosper in this world through God and Christ. You could teach them that without being swindlers, extortioners, and things like that. Who said that that's not a part of the Holy Ghost? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John chapter 3 and verse 22. John chapter 3 and 22 and read.
Amen. John, oops. That was 3 and 22?
3 and 22, yes, ma'am.
Okay. John chapter 3 and verse 22 reads, after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized.
Now, we're going to say that we don't need to get in the water. Here we see Jesus Christ baptizing. Like I said, send this kite to my boy, man. Let him know I'm glad he got better. You know, and, you know, watch who he eat from. You know what I'm saying? Watch who next to him. I'm not saying, you know, you got it in, but, man, they got peoples everywhere.
Yes,
you know what I mean? And if his wife ain't brought him his food and water, don't eat.
That's
not
right.
There. Not there.
That's right.
So if she don't hand him to him, don't touch it.
That's
tell
right.
him I said that. Because I see that it wasn't from God that he's still here. But that was an attack.
Amen.
So, you know, that's real. Amen. Continue.
Verse 23, and John also was baptizing in Aeon near to Salem.
So John is still baptizing. Now Jesus is baptizing with John in the same River Jordan where he was baptized at. So the baptism is a real conversation. You must be put submerged in the water for the remission of sins that you may receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Read on.
And verse 23, and John was also baptizing in Aeon near to Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized. It says because there was much water there,
yes.
And they came and were baptized.
And how can anybody have a doctrine against water
right.
baptism?
Ooh.
You know, I mean, I'm not here to destroy anybody. I'm just only here to encourage the word of God, that those things must take place in order to get to that next level. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Read that again.
Amen. And it says again, and John also was baptizing in Aeon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized.
Okay, good. Now let's go into John chapter 7 and 29. St. John chapter 7 and 29. When you receive it, read.
Amen. I think it's the honor, and it's so cute when people text you when they see you.
Yeah.
My phone is just going. I'm trying to read for you. Forgive me, man. People can text me. Okay, John heaven and whatever.
They should be on this tread.
They are on the tread, actually.
Okay,
they're
come on, baby.
John 7:29, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. John 7:29, but I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me.
Uh-huh.
Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour is not yet come.
Uh-huh.
And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man have done?
See, and the other thing is, what come with the baptism is miracles. You know, miracles, things that make you a phenomenon. You know, versus just, you know, a church bump, you know, on the pew. You know, you become a phenomenon. Not only do miracles come with that, but teaching. You know, and prophesying, teaching and prophesying are two different things. You know, you got some people that are great, that can prophesy, but they can't teach. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not teachers. You know, you got some of us that are, you know, and then you got some of us, you know, that are performing the miracles and different sorts in administration. Some of us is lawyers, you know, and not. They can teach others how to be lawyers, but before God in Christ, you know. So it's nothing wrong with the administration of the Spirit, because you're not walking on water. That don't mean where you are can't benefit the kingdom.
Amen.
You know, so with that baptism came with these miracles. Man, they like, wait a minute, man. He said, many people believed on him and said, when Christ coming, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? You know, let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Acts chapter 19 mm-hmm. and 1. Acts 19 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Acts 19 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Acts 19 and 1 reads, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
See, they were baptized again because they hadn't received the Holy Ghost, not even as much as heard of the Holy Ghost. That's me. That's us. We were baptized in the name of Jesus. We were baptized on repentance, but we did not believe in the Holy Spirit because we were taught that that was buffoonery, you know, and that God ain't doing these miracles now. And yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is still doing these things. He is still performing miracles and things of that nature. But we thought, you know, that the Holy Ghost was some type of buffoonery, that we run around churches, fall all over the floor, you know. In one case, I went to this one church on a Friday night, me and a couple of other brothers. And we went there, and we was just sitting there with our mouths wide open. The people was jumping around, speaking in all these various tongues. And we just blew back, right? We sitting there.
Okay, so can I ask you a question?
What?
If you see them run around, speaking in very, like, on, you know, whatever they feel to speak, what did you think? They were possessed?
Let me finish this conversation. Mm-hmm. So they all doing these things, right? Mm-hmm. And then they was doing one of these numbers. To it.
What?
See? They were to it. And they had this lady walking around, dropping napkins on the spit they was dropping on the floor. I got three witnesses, me, myself, and I. No, me, the two brothers that was with me, we were sitting there. And I think Dan was there that night. He was there. Yeah, he was sitting there. He was young, though. But he was sitting there. Go ask him about it. He was sitting there, and it was him and Ken, right? So we sitting there, and they was doing their thing. The music was all out. And then all of a sudden, they just all start tweet. They was all over the floor. And then they had this one lady dance around, dropping napkins on the spit.
Well, she was looking at the spit and dropping
napkins on it. And so we tripping. We doing like this at each other, right? And then a lady behind us just broke out like, ah! Scared the living bejesus out of us, right? And so we had to get up and leave because now we was gonna start not just laughing, but laughing at ourselves because we just got spooked. But that's the truth. It happened. It's the truth. So now you want to ask me, what do I think of those things?
What things again? What do you think?
That mannerism of the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. I don't believe
that mannerism.
That mannerism of the Holy Spirit is not what I consider Holy Spirit.
What do you consider the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit is what we're going to read it. And also, it's also considered the manifestation of God within itself. We've been taught one way, mm-hmm. but we need to understand his way. So
before we go any further, I want to speak on that if I can.
Yeah.
If I can. I was, ever since I can remember, since I was a baby, 2 years old, I think I go back and remember when I was 2 years old, because my father used to say, you remember that? You remember that? I'm like, yeah. He said, but you were only two. So I'll say from him, I can remember back to 2 years old. He was like, anytime I try to find you, you would go to, you know, a church. You didn't know what kind of church it was. It could be Catholic, it could be Episcopalian, it could be Baptist, it could be any. He said it didn't matter. The only thing that drew me to churches was, when I was little, was I'm seeing the cross. He said the thing that I noticed about you is anytime you see a cross, you would go to the church. And if I couldn't find you, I would go to the church, the nearest church in the corner, and that's where you would be on Sunday. And I didn't know this. This is what my father telling me. So me being drawn to this cross, knowing that there's something to the cross, I went through a whole bunch of different denominations when I was young, a whole bunch, even a teenager. And he was right, I was led to the cross. I see people do certain things, and I could tell, like you just said, that they would do certain things like that. And if you are under the Holy Spirit, why would you be able to see people spitting on the floor and dropping a napkin and, you know, doing all what? I don't know. It's just that's what they chose to do. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is real.
I'm in agreement.
Let me tell you that anytime I read, sometimes when that spirit falls on you, and let me tell you how real it is, and it's a personal thing. And you went with me to somebody's church one time, and you looked at me, you were like, what the world? Because when they were teaching, and then after they taught, then they played music, and then we were crying out in the spirit to the Father, we were on our knees, and all of a sudden, your wife got up and ran around the church. And you were like, is that Rhea? Is she? And then when they came and touched you and like release and let go and just praise God and thank him, then you started crying and you did like this. And that's the first time I've seen you actually release. You did this. You actually raised your hands up to the heavens and you were praying to the Father and you were releasing. And I seen you release, but you were nervous. And you were looking at me like, what the world? Because you probably were having that moment in your mind about what you experienced with your other brother. And you're like, and you were like, what the, she doing that? And I didn't do that. I'm going to tell people there's a difference.
Right.
When you are actually serving the Father and you love him and you're reading
his
word.
You're talking about culture.
No, I'm not putting no names out there.
Oh, well, anyway, I know you at now. I just have to remember that. But right. You know what? That's what I'm getting at. And that's what I'm talking about. You got some people and some institutions that has that gift. you know, right. of release.
Some have the gift of release.
You know, but then some of it is pretense and madness.
That's right. So that's why I just want to extinguish that. People, sometimes when you are like, you could be in your car. I was with a young lady in my car with our children and her children and my children.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing praise music. And she's like, is that all you listen to is praise music? I say, yes. At the time, yes. I was like, yeah, I don't need to listen to anything else. So when we were driving, this gospel song came on. I was like, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I got out the car, and I was just praising God. I was just praising God. And, her and her children looked at
Ain't
me
Ain't nothing
like,
wrong with that.
What the world?
Sometimes that's
and
why,
I was
that's
I was
why
like,
quiet in the
you,
church.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It just kept saying,
why
Thank
do you,
you
think
Jesus.
That? Why do you think Solomon had a choir?
Let's get into
But here's the
Let's
thing,
get into that.
Right? Why do you think Solomon had a choir?
Mm-hmm.
It was his choir was so tight
mm-hmm.
and so clean
mm-hmm.
and so ready
mm-hmm.
that even God Himself came down and filled that building.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with that if
mm-hmm.
it's in the mindset of if this,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then, you know, a lot of people take that particular gift
mm-hmm.
and use it for gain or to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be a thing of release.
Amen.
And setting your mind free.
Amen.
You know, so that you could be a better servant before God in Christ.
That's right. Amen.
So
okay.
when we, like again, once I said a thousand times, when I was baptized, I was not taught to release or the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost, even though I experienced it, you know, in certain things,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was doing things that the Spirit was just leading me, you know, with oil and anointing the crib and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I start seeing a lot of stuff myself personally, you know, but I wasn't taught because once again, I was taught that was buffoonery.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But that madness we was at that Friday night, that was a gas. Anyway, it was a gas.
Okay.
that woman scared the bejesus out of
me. I know she did. I saw her.
Then we should, you know, because we was so busy, like we couldn't stop, like we couldn't. It just was unbelievable that maybe they were spitting out devils on the floor themselves. I don't know what it was.
So when you were in Chicago with the evangelist crew?
Yeah. That's when we had ran that course.
Okay. So you have witnesses?
I got three witnesses on that one. Four.
Four, okay. Amen.
And God in Christ.
Amen.
he had us there because he wanted us to see it. You know, see what these people doing. You know, God knows. You know, but that's way up the food chain for me. But anyway, read that again. So they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Now pick it up at 4. Let's get back to that. Pick it up at 3.
I'm gonna go to Acts
19:3.
Okay, so go back to 3. Amen. Acts 19:3 reads, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
And so that's the baptism that I was baptized under that administration. Continue.
Amen. And verse 5 reads, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Now, once again, people think that tongues is what we receive
mm-hmm.
in this world today. But, you know, I read on.
Okay. Verse 7. And all the men were about 12. At verse 7, babe? I thought we should.
Yeah, he laid hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and all the men were about 12, right? So that was John's disciples.
Okay.
So now they just became Christ's disciples, Jesus' disciples. Now, they ready now. They ready to go. because they now had a Holy Ghost on them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So Matthew chapter 26. Matthew's 26 and 26.
Okay. Amen.
Okay, now here come the other thing that when you're baptized, this is what happens here. This is something else I was taught. You know, I was taught this. You know, when you baptize, you're under the blood, and you're under the blood of Jesus. You know, but what I wasn't taught is that same blood was the blood that Cain and Abel was under. Mm-hmm. And when Cain killed Abel, mm-hmm. he said, "Your brother's blood screamed onto me."
Mm-hmm.
That taught me, or what I received at that point when I read it again, I'm like, oh my God, no wonder we can't tell, bear, or perform evil to each other, because your brother blood will scream to heaven because he's up under the same blood. And he said, your brother, so if we up under that blood, we fam. You see, we all fam. So that's that conversation.
Amen.
So we got to be careful how we treat one another.
Amen.
Read on.
Matthew 26 and 26.
Yes, ma'am.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink, ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Now, here's the other thing. Now, here come, it's a kingdom shot. Now you fit for the kingdom of God, which is the Father's kingdom. Once again, when you're baptized, you are being ready for the Father. He's going to inquire of you because he gave his son for your sins. Now you are his through his son. And now it's a kingdom shot through this blood, the same blood that he shed. He's making us ready for what? Watch this. Go to Revelation chapter 1 and 4. Revelations 1 and 4. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4 reads, "John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace. From him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood."
See that? There it is. So he washed us from our sins in his blood. That's what he said here. Here, drink, this is my blood for the remissions of sin, right? This is why we got to be careful. And not just anybody can take the Passover. Mm-hmm. You have to be a part of this conversation to take part of the Passover. Mm-hmm. Now he said this. He said, who washed us. Now we ready, man. We back to Adam.
Amen.
We back to Adam now. He washed us from our sins. All the world that we experienced from the day we was born until that point. Even all the curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28, gone.
Mm-hmm.
All the sins that your forefathers had sinned in this world that was running through your lineage, those third and fourth generational curses, gone. All of them is gone. You are ground zero. You clean. Ain't nothing attached to you anymore. You ready for this. Read on.
Amen. Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
"And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever."
Now, here it is. Now you set the ride. Now he's making us kings and priests. What do you mean? What was the priest's job? Healing
Amen.
Forgiveness of sins, remissions of sins, anointing kings and priests, performing of miracles.
Amen.
You know, Joshua, Moses, Elisha, Samuel, you know, they were ready for these works.
Amen.
You know, because they were cleaned, you know, by the Spirit. Now here he's saying that through the baptism, we bringing you back to Adam, man. You're going to be zeroed out. All the gifts that Adam have, you now have. But you have, you know, some gifts that's inside of you are going to be prevalent. For instance, Rhea get baptized. She may have the gift of healing, you know, and I get baptized. I may have the gift of healing, but not to the degree that she have it. But then I may have the gift of administration or the gift of prophecy.
Prophecy.
You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah, or prophecy or things of that nature. You know, that don't mean she don't have it. It just don't mean that that's not her call. Her call would be miracles. You see, so it doesn't matter where you at. It's we supposed to receive each other. Like, that's why we, when you brought up dude, you know, we're supposed to receive each other gift, not to hate on each other gifts. And that's a big problem. That's when when that blood starts screaming, you know, that's when that blood screams
big
from
problem.
The earth to heaven. He said, that brother's that blood, your brother's blood's crying on me from the earth. Why? Because you hating on him. That's Cain. That's Cain. We ain't built for that. We not made for that. We made to be kings and priests. And if we expect to get a throne, we can't assume we just going to get one just because we know a couple of scriptures.
Come on now.
You know.
Yeah.
So what is the priesthood? What is the administration of the priest? What did Solomon bring? Man, he was a king. David, he was a king. Abraham was a king. What did they bring? You know, and then the priests, what did they bring? You know, we should be searching those things out because he said he washed us.
Amen.
And has made us kings and priests. So our next conversation is, what were they works? First thing they did, the Lord created a place for the priests. Sanctify yourself. Separate yourself from the world. He had a city for the priest that it would just be them. It's called a city of refuge. That's them. Not everybody could live there. It was only for Levi in the preparation of the priest. You see, so when, you know, that's why a Levi can only marry a Levite, you know, and ascend to the priesthood, you know, in that situation. So the priest wasn't for everybody to be around, and it wasn't for everybody to touch.
Amen.
You know, you can't touch them. You know, you wasn't supposed to. Because they were separated. When you were baptized, you got to guard yourself because now when you baptize, the enemy is going to send someone to defile you. You know, try to make you back dirty. They might send somebody that's full of spirits, and you don't know it. They're your fam. They may be your distant fam, or they may be a friend. And you hugging and giving them, you know, love and all that, and they're dirty. You just been cleaned up. We got to be careful with that. Who we are around, who we are embracing, who we allow to transfer energy. You see, on that wise, what is it, Mom?
You said separate yourself. We talked about the Levites and can only marry a Levite.
Right.
Separation. And you're talking about being cleansed and stuff. Okay, so in today's world, I'm seeing a lot of scriptures where people said, I'm separating myself from you because you're unclean. You know, we're judging each other. And we're judging each other And then we pick and choose the scriptures that we want to use. But you were just talking about the Levites separating themselves from the people because they were the what of God? The Levites were?
They were his priests.
To the people.
They're the saints.
Okay.
They represented the saints.
So, in today's time, culture, whatever people want to say.
Right.
There's people that feel that to separate yourself, you're not supposed to be a part of this world. And they feel that if you're a part of this world, that means you're not supposed to listen to the music. You're not supposed to go to movies. You're not supposed to drink, smoke, not even smoke weed, edibles, none of those things. You're supposed to drink wine, none of those things. You're supposed to watch TV, none of those. No sci-fi, no scary movies, none of that things. No devil worship and stuff. Are they feeling it, sir? I'm just saying, you said when you get baptized and you separate yourself from the world, how do you separate yourself from the world? And then you like to go to Tuesday night movies. You like to go out and have a nice dinner and drink a bottle of wine or some Hennessy or something like that. Or you like to do certain things, but it's a part of this world. But,
okay, well, can I respond to that, uh-huh. please? So first and foremost, the word of God said, be not over righteous over much.
And then people use that scripture too.
Yeah, well, I'm using it.
Okay. Amen.
Be not over righteous over much, lest you destroy yourself. And be not over much wickedness, lest you die before your time. That's a real conversation. So what do we mean? That means we have to have a balance. Now, what do I mean? I ain't talking about separating yourself from the world and this, that, and the other, and, you know, because the world, music taught me. Like I said, music is the truth. What do you mean? You got to write music down. That's bound by numbers. That's true. When you put words on it, it become a truth or a lie. That's the difference. Now, it's nothing wrong with that. Then you got some of us talking about movies and stuff like that. Hey, you know what movies out here you ain't supposed to be watching. And let me put that out there. Okay, now, as far as all that other stuff, man, you know, hey, if that's where you at before God in Christ, that's you. All of us right here, what I'm saying is when you baptize, you got to guard yourself. Mm-hmm. When you washed, guard yourself. You got to make sure that you fast. Because you're going to get dirty. You don't know if that woman was unclean when you sat down on the bus. You don't know if that seat was unclean. Or you don't know if that, you know, the woman was unclean when she handed you your food.
Come on now.
You know, you don't know. But this is what fasting and prayer comes with.
That's right.
That's what fast comes from. Why you regenerating, you re-cleaning your body, you cleaning that, your garments back up again. Mm-hmm. You know. And I was even taught that, you know, hey, I don't fast, you know, unless it's only atonement. I'm like, that wasn't a good representation of what that was, what it means, you know. And fasting is asking for gifts from God and the forgiveness of sins that you may have committed knowingly or unknowingly. That's another thing. So when you fast and pray, you asking for the cleansing. You asking to be cleansed from sins and others, you know. Aside from that, you know, hey, man, you're still in the world. Paul said, hey, you know, a single man could be about this gospel, but a married man has to be about some of the things of this world. Why? Because and his wife. Because they are married, you know, so it's not like, you know, you're going to just turn off your radio, turn off your TV, turn off your cell phone. Why are you using the internet? Don't stop there. The hell, don't use your internet. You're going to sit up here and say, oh, you ain't supposed to be listening. Don't be on your internet. Shut it all down.
Amen.
Go live in a mountain.
That's right, baby.
You know what I mean? You don't get to just pick and choose what you think is unclean or what you think is an idol. You know what I mean? So, no, man, you know, if it's sin to you, And remember this, you know, if it's sin to you, then it's sin to you. That's your prerogative. That's you. That's between you and God. So you don't do it.
Right.
But you don't impose your personal being on someone else. That's sin. You know, I had this one dude was having people throw away sculptures and stuff because they had sculptures.
And videos and records. And
yeah, you
movies,
know, like.
CDs.
And they had these people doing that, man. And it's like, you don't get to tell people that. You know, that's some people, you know, yeah, you ain't supposed to be drinking. Who told you that? Man, I ain't going to say all of them, but I'm not going to justify drunkards. But.
No.
It's nowhere in the Word of God that it's a sin to drink. He called it when you drink in excess. That's a sin. You know, you're not supposed to drink with another man's wife alone. You know, that's a sin. And that's wickedness. That's another thing. I mean, that's a lot of that. And then you got people that are artists and sculptors. They make different things like swans and statues, you know, we had statues of Moses in the kingdom, and they were destroyed. We had art of our kings, or else how would they have known that that was Moses and Elijah with Jesus? They never seen them before unless they had art, you know. But all those things got carried away to Babylon, you know, which they are there today, you know. So anyway, not to get carried off of somebody else's food.
No, I'm not. But, you know, I'm just going to ask those questions and people have been inboxing me. And some of them are my questions, too. Like, you know, you talk about the Levites and stuff and separating yourself from this world. How do you separate yourself from this world?
Easy, man.
Can you still go to the movies? Can you still go out?
Can you go to work? Yeah, now, see, this is that thing. You know, can you even go to work? Why you even talk, you know, when you get to that point, you can't even go to work. If you at that point, you cannot pick and choose that. So now that's what he started talking about, that over righteous, over much conversation, you destroy yourself. So you know you're not in your kingdom. You know you're not in the world.
No, we're not.
You know, so we got to, you know, some of us even have to work on a Sabbath day. What you going to say about them? You know, so, you know, what are we going to do with that? You know, you just got to just gauge our environments. Not for me to gauge your environment. I'm just saying, for the most part, keep fasting and praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's
Amen.
Still going to come. It's still going to manifest itself regardless of where you are. Just don't be off in the wickedness. Don't be out here hating your brothers, because that's the first sin for us, is that we hated our brother. And he said, your brother's blood crieth unto me. And that's what we do willy-nilly, like with no regards, that's written in the first four chapters of Genesis.
Yes.
And then he warned us. He said, why your continence fall? It's you. Why your continence falling? And then he said, and if you, he said, if thou doest well, should not thou be accepted?
That's
but if
right.
thou doest not well, sin lieth at
the
door
right.
and unto you shall be his desire, which is the devil's.
Jesus.
He was there. So, and then what did he do? He ended up killing Abel, man. So, and that blood of Abel is a testimony of every time someone try to, you know, testify a witness against the brother today. His blood fall on them. You can sit up here and you out here bearing false witness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you now, his blood falls on you. Let's read.
Amen. So we're at Revelation chapter 1, we did 4 through 6.
We're going to Job chapter 33 and 23.
Okay. Job 33?
And
23.
Okay. Yeah, this one dude, he was married, and his wife started throwing out because some cat told him, you know, his wife, those are idols. That guy was finna get ready to smoke him, you know, and he had every right to. because you don't tell another man's wife how to think. You know, you don't get to do that unless you got that man's permission. And she shouldn't be seeking after no other man's conversation.
Counsel.
Yeah, because now you imputing another spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, that thing when God said, you know, have you eaten from the tree that I told you not? That spirit jumps.
Amen.
That's real.
Amen. Job 33 and verse
23.
Amen.
Yeah.
Job 33 and verse 23. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness.
Now, see, everybody is not, you know, we got all these guys out here talking about they this and they that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, your fruit is what's a witness, man. He said if there be a messenger or an interpreter. What do you mean? You got, like, my elder brother Bowie, man, he's an international evangelist, international. He's around the world with it, physically. Even in his years, physically. He's around this country physically. You know, national evangelists, man, Danny and Elijah, they national evangelists, you know. They ain't just fronting, you know, talking about they international evangelists and they ain't nothing but a couch potato. Dig. So they real about this. They got a real conversation in this world. And you got messengers. You know, I would receive that. If I'm a messenger, you know, then yeah, here comes your messenger. Where is he coming from? He can come from across the country, around the world, or next door. Or as close to you as that instrument you're holding in your hand. That's a messenger. It's a difference. Well, obviously we don't know what international means, but read on.
Amen, verse 24. Then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh.
That ransom is the
yeah.
is the forgiveness of sin.
Mm-hmm.
That ransom is the baptism. That's it. Now he's going to wash you from your sins in his blood. There it is. He told Job, if there be a messenger. Who was the messenger? John the Baptist. There it is. It's the same conversation, but it's around. It's, right now, it's 21st century. So here it is. Read on.
Amen. 25. His flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy.
Amen. So he going to pray unto him, and now he going to see his face with joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened when you baptized. You clean. You've been washed. Read
Amen.
That 25 again.
Amen. Job 33 and 25 reads, his flesh shall be fresher than a child. Wow.
That's it. You've been restored to what a child sin have you ever committed? You got an infant that don't even know how to speak,
mm-hmm.
have no sins,
mm-hmm.
none. He's telling you that when you are washed, when you baptize, you get to be that.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
His flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness.
So this is two conversations. He shall pray unto God, and he, God, will be favorable unto him. And he, the one that's praying, shall see his face with joy, and God will render unto man his righteousness. He gonna show this man, who we just recovered from sin, his righteousness now.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to show him how to live.
Amen.
Amen. Now he's going to show you how to live. Read on.
He looketh upon men, and if any man say, I have and perverted that which is what's right, and it profit me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man.
Yeah, people getting baptized, you know, He worked these things oftentimes, but what we're trying to do is remember that we need to, it's not just getting in the water. It's about the administration of the spirit is supposed to be perpetuated. Mm-hmm. Now we need to know what it is that you're called to do. Now, because you've been clean. Now your fruit is ready to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
You brand new ground.
Amen.
You know, aside from the fact that the fruit that he already, the seeds that he already planted inside of you that was good,
mm-hmm.
now he want to add more to you.
Amen.
Read on.
Job 33:27 reads, "He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profitably not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light."
And that's the conversation, man. He said, if any man say, I have sinned, you got to repent.
Mm-hmm.
That's John, the repent, that baptism of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said, now you'll be enlightened with the light of the living. Here comes the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There it is. He was talking about it even here. You know, but we just, you know, we got to listen, man. We got to, you know, we can't be indoctrinated to the point that we can't even read our own book.
Mm.
You know, that we can't even see what the word is saying. You know, let's look at this. Read that next verse because I love this part.
Amen. Job 33:29. Lo, all things worketh God oftentimes with man to bring back his soul from the pit to be enlightened with the light of the living.
Lo, all these things.
Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man.
Amen.
To bring back his soul from the pit to be enlightened with the light of the living.
Continue.
Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak.
See, that's another thing. Got to hold your peace.
You have to learn how to hold our peace.
You got to be temperament, man. For yeah, him to deal, so he can deal with you, you got to hold your peace, man. Why? Because remember now when Elijah was up on that mountain,
mm-hmm.
God, you know, he thundered and sent fire, but his voice wasn't there. He sent forth hell, wasn't there. He sent the earthquake, wasn't there. Broke a rock in half, wasn't there. But then he said in a small, still voice, after all that noise.
Amen.
You see? So maybe that's part of your answer to your question.
What?
You know, is that you got to find a quiet place sometime during the day so you can manifest devil's things. That you can actually receive those things that belong to God. Hold your peace. Oh, man, that ain't what that means. He just told her to be quiet. Okay. If that's how you see it, then that's how you see it. I'd rather see it like the law said, hold your peace. Let's look at this a little further. Psalm 68:17.
Amen.
Psalm 68:17. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalm 68:17.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 68:17 reads, "The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place."
Now, see, when he came down on Mount Sinai, after they were baptized, he brought all these spirits with him. You think they were there to protect them? Or they were there for a job? See that? They were there for a job.
Mm.
He didn't need them for protection, not from us.
Amen.
They were there for a job. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? For the priesthood, mm-hmm. for the brethren, for the different tribes.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity the captive. I mean, let's do that again. Thou hast ascended on high.
No, read that again. Read 17 into that, because now you understand that this is truly the gift of the Holy Spirit, that he brought them for the kingdom to make them kings and priests.
Amen.
You're going to get you a brother, a spiritual brother. You're going to get one of these. You're going to get you a Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You're going to get you a brother. John seen his. He fell on his knees. Daniel seen his. He said, I was sent here to give you skills and understanding.
Amen.
Jacob seen his. He wrestled with him. You see? Ezekiel seen his.
Amen.
You know, actually Ezekiel seen God. and Abraham seen God. They didn't need that. You know, Abraham met God personally. And his, as he is, Melchizedek. It don't get any higher than that. You know, so my thing is, we better leave Abraham alone, man. He said, that's my friend forever. So y'all, man, back up off of him and his family. Aside from that, man, these brothers seen a brethren. They seen the Holy Ghost, you know, that they were sealed with. Joshua seen his. He said, I was sent here. I'm the captain of the Lord's host. So he didn't come by himself. So he came with warring spirits to war to take these kingdoms. But guess what? All them brothers that was with him was going to get one of them that he came with.
Amen.
Are we not listening?
Amen.
So he didn't just ascend here with a bunch of like, I'm big. I got it like that. I got an entourage out of your mind. You will never have an entourage like me. No, they came in with a child. Keep reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Psalms 68:17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
See, there it is. He gave us gifts. Even if we sinned, even if we fell off, he's still loaning us, man. He's still giving us gifts from him. Read on.
Verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Yes, Lord. Even the God of our salvation, Selah.
Yes, he every day he's trying to give us those things that belong to us, but this is all through the baptism, you know what I mean? But the other thing is you know, some of us have these gifts that's never been baptized. When
right.
you baptize right. and you uncover that,
mm-hmm.
you uncover these gifts for what they are,
mm-hmm.
then they become even more miraculous. Read on.
Verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong the issues from death.
Now, he even gave us the power of freeing somebody from death, even the resurrection. That's why Peter and them was able to raise the dead. Paul was able to raise the dead. Elijah was able to raise the dead. So even unto us belongs the issues of from death. So he even gave us the gift of the resurrection that we can actually bring people back to life through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, so... You know, people talking about this Holy Ghost got you running around. Maybe it might, you know, when it hits you, you might feel like that. You might feel like you can run right through a wall, you know. But my thing is, this is that it got a job and it's practical. It's going to tell you what it is that you're going to do the rest of your days. And not only that, it's going to give you the means to do it. Now, it's up to you, fasting, praying, obedience. Obedience, fasting, prayer, peace, obedience,
repentance,
obedience, fasting, prayer, peace. That'll get you there. That'll get you there. Try not to be judgmental of everybody else because their gifts are manifesting.
Yes.
And yours isn't. You know, we want to judge everybody for something that we don't have. Man. Anyway, he said we getting all these daily load us with with benefits, even belong to us the issues from death. Mm-hmm. So we will have the power to raise the dead through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go to Ephesians chapter 4:8.
Ephesians 4:8 reads, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?"
See, now when he rose from the dead, he said, "Wherefore he saith, he ascended up on high and led captive captivity." So you no longer bound. Why? You've been set free. We're not bound anymore. That Deuteronomy chapter 28 don't apply. You've been free from that. You don't have that in you no more. It's not about you anymore.
Was that supposed to read 4 through 8, baby, or you just wanted me to go to 8? Oh,
no, you were supposed to pick it up at 4.
Yeah, I see 4 through 8.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go back up to
8. Yeah, you had 4. Oh, no, you had 8.
I never read 4.
Okay.
So we're going to go back up, but I see you with your handwriting here. It says 4 through 8. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 reads, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling."
That's the Father right there. He's calling. So you call, you answer the call, right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Now, this precept is there's a need for a second baptism. What do you mean? Because some of us never believed in a Holy Ghost. As Paul said in Acts chapter, what was that, 19, that was a necessity of a second baptism because we never believed in the Holy Ghost. Neither did we ever receive the Holy Ghost. Neither was we prepared to receive it because we wasn't taught the preparation of it. We didn't talk that there's a waiting period, you know, for our fruit to manifest itself.
Right. There is. Amen.
You see?
There is.
Read on.
Verse 6. "One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ."
See, everyone is given a certain measure. Mm-hmm. Even mercy.
That's right.
Even everybody don't get the same mercy, you know, that God gives, you know, to some of us. Some of us, you know, is out of here early because we done did the same thing somebody else did, but you found out it wasn't, you didn't get it like that. You know, God is, he judges how he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men."
See, and that's that conversation in the Psalms. What do you mean gave gifts on the man? There go them 20,000 angels that ascended on Mount Sinai. To what purpose? To fill the camp with his Holy Spirit. Read on.
Okay. And then verse 9?
Yes, ma'am.
"Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things."
Come on.
Okay. "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the mass ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ."
There it is. So now that this is what the baptism seals and the Holy Ghost seals, it seals this. the perfection of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Why? He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Why? Because we need those things.
Amen.
But all of us can be an apostle. All of us can be prophets. Some of us, all of us can be, you know, this or that, because it's not our call, you know, and that's just it. But it ain't for us to hate. It's only for us to do better in what we was called to do. Go to John chapter 14 and verse 3.
John 14
and 3? And verse, yeah, 14 and 3.
Amen. Amen. John 14 and 3 reads, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Uh-huh.
That where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we say, know the way? We know the way."
Right.
Did I say that right, baby?
Yeah.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?
Right.
Okay.
Read on.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
There it is. So now he's letting you know the things that the Father have in store for you. That's where he had led away captives, those 20,000 angels.
Amen.
Those 20,000 angels is ready to go to work.
Amen.
They ready to go to work. Read on. 20,000.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast not thou known me, Philip?
See, that's the thing, man. Some of us been in the Word and don't know Jesus,
that's
man.
Right.
Some of us been in the Word, never met him or
that's
even
right.
seen the Father. You know, so, and then when they see that, you know, you see the Father, then they start second guessing you because they don't know him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's that conversation. Read on.
Amen. What did I stop at, baby?
You stopped at verse 8.
At verse 8? Okay. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? That's what you were just saying. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works.
Continue. See, the Spirit that dwelleth in you, because this is what happened with the Holy Spirit, is going to dwell inside of you. Continue. And that's another thing where I was taught in unbelief. You know, I was taught not to believe in the Holy Spirit. That's why I believe, again, there's a reason for a necessity of the second baptism. Because I was taught that the Holy Spirit don't fill you up.
Really?
You see, I was taught that that was some buffoonery and some spookery. You know, and that got thrown. I mean, this conversation is like throwing a baby out with the bathwater. You know, yeah, you know, it is buffoonery surrounding it, but the baby is still there. Read on.
Amen. John 14:11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me.
See, and that's another thing. If he can say it, how come we can't say it? Read on.
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
See that? So now you baptized, now you washed from your sins, you ready to do the things that Christ do. And people's like, well, why come these things ain't been, why they haven't happened for me yet? It's because you and I was not taught the power of the Holy Spirit and that it's the perfection of saints. Read on.
Amen.
We're going to go back to that Ephesians because it's there. Read on.
And greater works than these shall he do because I go into my Father.
We throw that around casually and leisurely and like cliche-ish. You know, like it's a cliche or something. And no, this is real. It's real. Read on.
Amen. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Continue.
If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Continue.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Continue.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also.
Now, he said this. He said, if you love me, do what? You got to keep the commandments. You got to keep that obedience, man. Amen. So when you get baptized, you, it ain't like you signed, sealed, and delivered. You got to keep the commandments, right? Mm-hmm. And then he said, whatever you ask, now you praying and fasting. Because when you asking, you praying and you fasting for these things. So now you asked him for these days, and then he said, I'm going to do what? Send you a comforter. Verse 16. Read that again.
Okay. John 14 and verse 16 reads, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
How long?
Forever.
Not just in this world, but also in the world to come.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not.
And that was a tragedy to me, man, because I was taught not to see him. Mm. And it's a tragedy now because I know people don't see him. You can see it by mannerisms. You can see it by the actions. You can see by the understanding. They don't see him. He haven't revealed himself to them because they don't believe in him. Read on.
Amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
And that's the other thing. I was taught that, you know, he won't be inside of me. That's just, you got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's just one too many people inside of me. I'm like, that's the right three. Yeah. You know, and especially after reading that, you know, the a legion of angels can dwell inside of you.
Hmm. So, yeah, come on, talk about that.
You know what I mean?
A legion.
That's thousands, you know.
Clean,
so
unclean,
period.
Woo.
So here it is, he's saying, it's just us three. Hmm. And he said, I'm going to send this comforter. That's what he came down with. He led captive. He came down with them 20,000. That's them. They was ready to go to work for the kingdom. I made you a kingdom of priests. Now, here go all these angels he was sending to be with each and every last one of us that was there in the wilderness. That's what that was about. He didn't just show up like, I'm almighty, I'm boom, I'm fronting. I got 1,000 entourage. I got 20,000 entourage. That wasn't the work. The work was that he's going to seal every last one of us that was in the wilderness when he came down with a spirit of truth, a holy brother, a brother for whatever purpose you was called. Like for the instance, the people for the making of the tent. Mm-hmm. You know, they had certain garments that only could be sold in certain ways. Well, guess what? One of them angels showed them how to do it because they was in heaven and they seen what it looked like. That's this conversation.
Amen.
And yes, we did miss this memo. I missed this memo. That's why I don't have a problem when people say, I need to be baptized again.
Amen.
Because we were taught to miss this memo, maybe not deliberately, but because of a lack of understanding. Read on, please.
Amen. Verse 18.
Yes,
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also.
Come on.
And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
Uh-huh.
He that hath my command.
I am in my Father.
And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
There it is. Keep reading.
21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them.
See, you got to keep the law. We got to stay there. You know what I mean? We got to stay within the law. Keep reading.
He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
And he's going to reveal himself to him. You know, like things that belong to him, like the prophetic calendar. You know, the baptism, born again, things like that, you know. And he's going to reveal those things to him. And God knows, you know, the reason why a lot of people ain't receiving because they didn't reveal it to them and they just running out here attacking people. That ain't how this thing works. They were showed those things. Now they running out here just, you know, you accusing people. You this and you that, you this and you that. That ain't what this book is about. If you saved and if you born again, that is your last nature. So obviously the same people that's talking about it ain't about it. Anyway, 26.
Amen. Verse 26 reads, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Now, let's go back. See, that's it. That's what God came down with those 20,000 chariots. That's what they were there for, that conversation. Now, let's go back to that Ephesians 4, and I think you left off. We're going to wrap it up here. But we don't pick this back up again.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
So
folks, be ready for that. where did I leave off at? I'm sorry. I'm still in John. Ephesians 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we left off at
8.
Let's pick it up at 8. Yeah, pick it up at 8.
Ephesians 4 and 8 reads,
yes, ma'am.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Come on.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Uh-huh.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Ain't that the truth?
Amen.
You see that? So now we come into that glory. We change from one glory to the next. Now you got baptized. Now you coming into the fullness of this thing because he told us that you're going to perform these things and then some.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen.
You stopped at verse 14.
14, yeah. 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
And that's way too much of that going on, man. We got one, we got 20, I don't even want to go there. Anyway, read on.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness.
Ooh.
Whereby they lie and wait to deceive.
Ooh.
Whereby they lie, not lie.
They lie.
Whereby they lie and wait to deceive.
Ooh.
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him and all things, which is the head.
Ain't no way in the world we going to be talking about you this, you're a reprobate, and you this, and you a false prophet, and you this. And you saying that you born again. No, you're not. No, you won't. The word of God is going to testify against you. Because the first thing he said, to speak in the truth in love.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't there, you ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Continue.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself.
And that's what all, that's the whole thing. We all got different gifts. We're not supposed to be one up in one another.
Amen.
It ain't supposed to have the spirit of emulation and variance and scenarios like that, a hatred or anything like that. If it ain't about love, man, it ain't about one mind. And if it ain't about the kingdom set, that person, regardless of what you saying, your gospel is garbage because it ain't in love.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about the brotherhood. It ain't about the mind of God, which is Christ. The Father is a humble and a contrite spirit.
Amen.
And he is most high. And he know what love is.
Yeah.
So if anybody's loving, it'll be him.
That's right. In love.
Read on.
Woo. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I gotta read 16 again. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual
that's
working.
That's every book in the Bible.
Every joint supplieth.
That's the Bible. That's why I said Jerusalem is a city compacted together. That's Genesis to Revelation. If you're talking about you want to get into this kingdom, you better get to Genesis to Revelation. End of it.
Amen.
You won't see no throne. You might get mercy, but you're not gonna see a throne. Get to Genesis to Revelation. If you ain't Genesis to Revelation, forget about it.
Amen.
You will not see a throne.
Okay.
Read on.
That's another lesson. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind.
So he's talking to the strangers that belong to you too. He said, look, don't you walk as, you know, other Gentiles trying to one up one another. That's what this whole country is built off of.
Mm.
Capitalism. I'm going to capitalize off of what you got. I'm going to capitalize off what you got. I'm going to take what you got. And then we bring that in administration of the Spirit and think we doing the will of God. How about that?
Jesus, Father.
Yeah, you just a thief. Like the book said, they're thieves in the temple. That's a real conversation. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time.
Amen.
Well, we want to say our family that's on Blog Talk. Of course, we want to thank them for their time.
Amen.
I know we're pushing up on the clock.
Well, there's no clock. Not in our world.
Well, I mean, on the Blog Talk clock, baby.
Oh, yeah.
They'll tell you. So I just want to.
You have 2 minutes and 54 seconds.
And you'd be like, whoops. So no, man, I just the fam, you know, to just say, you know, tell them, what happened?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing happened. What are you talking about?
What am I doing?
Are you serious, babe?
What?
What did you just get off of Blog Talk?
No, I didn't.
What is that? Okay, so your family.
Oh, okay.
So we thank our family for joining us, listening to us, our physical family, our spiritual family. You have more than your one.
I know one is here, and then I know my five is going to be here.
Everybody,
and I know my number three. Okay, well, everybody.
There's no picking.
All right, I'm just saying who I can see.
Thank the family. No,
well,
you know, let me say something about that. I just want to tell people this, please. And this is just from me and my spirit and how I feel. This is me. You know, I'm not in my feelings. But please, everyone, I just really need to say this. Please. When we are teaching the Word of God, when we're on social media, when we're out in the world, whatever, when people are actually tuning in, when the Spirit tells them to listen to you, to see what the message is that the Father has given you, I really feel, and I'm so serious about this. I really feel when the Father allows somebody to listen to you, to come to your live event, to come to your, you know, whatever you're doing, your presentation. I'll just say that. And even speak on your wall, social media, threads, whatever. Please, this is one thing because then it makes other people feel like they're left out. If somebody specifically, and I'm just saying this is just me speaking, Rhea, if somebody specifically says, Brother Joe or Sister Rhea, asking you a question,
that's
and you
thing.
Feel that, you know, oh, hey, sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, yeah, you're right on point. I'm going to get to that question. Or, yeah, let me answer that question for you right now. Or inbox me and we'll get together, whatever. That's different because they're asking questions. But if you're at the end of your conversation, seriously, because I've had this happen and I'm telling you the truth. People are like, well, I watched you this and you didn't mention my name or you didn't say happy birthday to me or why you think I was watching too. I just wasn't on there all the way. You know, even some of our children were like, he didn't say my name. So please we need to be careful with that. Just say,
hey.
I thank everybody for watching. I thank,
everybody
world,
for watching.
Blog Talk World, whoever the Father allowed to tune in at this time.
Listen,
it was for you.
Thank you for your time.
We prayed to receive the message that the Holy Spirit, the Father, has
given
us to give to you. Because when you start singling out people, oh, I see you, Sister Marsha. I see you, Brother So-and-so. I see you, Sister So-and-so. Then people start, other people that actually took out their
and
time,
you know
that
what?
Really
and
listened
I've
to
seen,
you.
Man, you know, that might lead to that respect of person.
Respect of person, then jealousy and envy and strife. And contention.
And then you missed the whole point.
And you missed the whole point. Just because at that last point at your ending, oh, yeah, I want to thank this ministry and this person and this. No, just say, I want to thank whoever the Father allowed to watch us at this point in time in this day or whenever you watch this, it's from God. And we pray that you receive the message from the Father's throne that was given to this brother, this prophet, my king priest, my handsome chocolate intelligent chocolate thunder wonder that gets on my nerves sometimes, and I still love
get
him.
On my
and I know I get on his nerves sometimes, but we still love each other. And it's not about us. It's about the Father, his kingdom, and we are going to do our best to keep it real, to help other people heal as you and I are healing.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, but I just wanted to say that to you that, you know, we got to be careful with that because I do get inboxes and people do get offended when you just, even our children, all of them, every last one.
Well, I can't see everybody.
Right, I know.
So I'm just going to say, I'm going to say, okay, I heard you. So with that being said, we're just going to thank everybody for
that's
their time.
That's
we hope we edify so much.
That's right.
And we can't miss anybody by saying everybody.
That's
so we
want
to thank everybody.
That's right.
So that's how we're going to leave it like that.
Amen.
There. And our family on Blog Talk all over the world.
We want to
thank you as well.
Amen.
So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. as we hope we edify someone.
That's right, amen.
And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please read your Bible.
Read your Bible. From Genesis Revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Long fail.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.